Hey, there's my favorite employee. Oh, I didn't mean to startle you, sweetie. It's okay, darling. Although, I have to admit, I thought you might have been used to me by now. I've been coming up to you, gently flirting with you for months. Sure is busy here today. You look scared. I'm sorry, sweetie. Be a good boy and take a couple of deep breaths, okay? Good boy. I'm so proud of you. Are you willing to tell me what's on your mind? Excuse me? They did what? I'm gonna find them and kill them for being mean to my darling. I'm sorry that happened to you, sweetie. You're such a sweet man. You don't deserve people being mean to you. Especially for something as ridiculous as a popular item being out of stock during the holiday season. I suppose it's that time of the year. The holidays are rough for you, aren't they? Oh, sweetie, you don't have to be so embarrassed. Actually, you know what? Why don't you quit and come home with me? Come on, silly. You know I can afford you. I'm very rich. I could be, like, your sugar mommy. Or something. Oh, are you flustered? Oh, that's adorable. You already know how cute I find you, sweetie. You won't be a burden for me. I want to take care of you, darling. I want to provide for you. I want to do everything for you, cutie. You won't have to be here anymore. Rude customers, the holiday rush, the constant Mariah Carey on the radio. All of that will be things of the past. You can just stay at home and be my good boy. What do you say, cutie pie? Want to do it? Oh, thank heavens. I'm so proud of you for being brave. Let's get you out of here in such a way that you're not going to come back. Who are you? He's giving me no trouble at all. Excuse me? How could you say that about him? He's a good boy. And it's a good thing he's quitting today to not have to deal with a boss like you. I've been a customer of this establishment for many years and spent thousands of dollars here. I will no longer shop here after you've been rude to my good boy. Yeah, he's quitting and coming home with me. Right, baby boy? See? Now, let's get out of here, love. Are you okay, sweetie? I never realized how horrible you were being treated, baby boy. You know, you don't deserve this kind of treatment from management, right? It's okay, sweetheart. I've got you now. You won't have to worry about anything anymore. I'm You're still so shy with me. Ugh, you're so adorable. We're almost home, sweetie. You'll have everything you want with me. I'll make you forget about the holiday season rush at work. Or, I guess your former job now. I've got plenty of money, sweetie. I can provide for you for the rest of your life. I promise, you won't have to work another day in your life. No more crazy holiday seasons. December is such a rough month for you. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore, cutie pie. I'll take care of everything for you from now on. I'll even have everyone who hurt you there dealt with. I have plenty of connections that can take care of them. They'll regret ever daring to be mean to you, my love. Oh, you're so sweet. Too innocent for this cruel world. You deserve so much more, sweetheart. I'm truly sorry you've had to deal with so much chaos. Here we are, sweetheart. Your new home. Now, let's get you some good food. How was your dinner, sweetie? Good. The chefs at the mansion are amazing, aren't they? They didn't talk to you too much, did they? I want you to feel comfy, and I know you're not the best socially, so I'll make sure they don't bother you too much, sweetie. Okay, good. I'd honestly be jealous of them talking to you. You're my good boy. You're so sweet. I'm going to love you forever. Oh, darling, listen to me real quick, because this is really important. I need you to follow some house rules. You're going to be my good boy. You need to do what I tell you, or there'll be some punishments. Oh, but, don't worry too much, but the punishment would be tying you up if you're naughty. It's okay. I know it sounds scary. And you're going to be good for me, right? Good. You're not going to be punished unless you're bad. And you're not going to be bad, are you? No, of course not. It's okay, darling. Don't worry about it. You are just the sweetest little thing. I couldn't imagine doing awful things to you. But if it comes down to it, luckily, I know you're going to be good for me. Well, ideally, you shouldn't leave the house unless you're with me. It's a crazy world out there, as you know, and I'm sure you'd prefer to stay in anyway. Good boy. I knew you'd think like that. Don't worry. I'll keep you safe at all costs. If I feel it is necessary for your safety, I will essentially ground you and put you on lockdown. Like I said, don't worry too much. And I know that's easier said than done, but I promise I'll do what I can to keep you safe. if I have to hire more security to protect you. Although, I don't want them spending too much time with my good boy. But I'll do it regardless. Oh, here's another rule. You love only me. Don't fall in love with any of the staff around the mansion. We wouldn't want that, would we? Yes, that's right. I love you. So, it's only fair that you love me back. Right. I suppose I can tolerate you being unsure if you love me back. You should realize, though, that you definitely can't go back to your job if you try to leave. Oh, and, don't run away from me, because I will not stop until I find you. And I know that you want to be here with me, so I'm not that worried about you doing that, but I figure, why not just cover all the bases? You know what I mean? Good boy. Now, why don't you get some rest, sweetie? I'll cuddle. You're so flustered. So adorable. Shh. Shh, it's okay. I love that you're like this. You'll get more and more comfortable soon. I'll be here with you tonight, if you want. Thank you. I just want to hold my good boy until he falls asleep on me. It's gonna be okay. Your life will be so much better now, darling. Huh? Look who's yawning. Goodness, you're already so sleepy. Well, that makes sense. So get some rest, sweetie. Good night.